Dr. Droit, thank you very much. It has been a privilege for me to be associated with you over the course of the last few years. I remember the moment that we first met in the Regents Box, Cliff, at a Texas A&M football game as we were recruiting him to this university, and we are incredibly blessed. From time to time, people come into your life that are truly influential, that have long-term impact. Dr. Droit is one of those that we're incredibly blessed to have in this state. And I go back only a few months. There are some very trying moments for a leader. And the moment in time that I received the phone call that indeed Mr. Duncan, who was at Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas, Texas, was infected with Ebola, the first case to come upon the shores of the United States. And I knew at that moment who I would ask to head up this Texas Task Force on Infectious Disease and Preparedness and Response. I didn't know what it was going to be called, but I knew it would be you. I knew that this man had the capability because of his extraordinary background in medicine and technology. He had worked for the Defense Accelerated Research Projects Agency. I knew that he had the ability to stand up in front of a camera and exude confidence and competence. And with his partner, Dr. David Lakey, the head of our health sciences, our state health department, an infectious disease expert, I might add, the people not just of Texas but of America felt confident that if there was one place in the country that would be able to address this Ebola issue and address it appropriately, and that the people would feel and know that they would be safe, it was with Brett Droit and Dr. David Lakey. And for that, Brett, we will be forever indebted to you for your service. Thank you. And that is a good segue into exactly why we're here today in people keeping people healthy and safe. That's a big part of what we're celebrating, as our gentlemen from FTB have come and to have joined the Texas A&M family. We do give you a big howdy. I know they have a saying called "Gee up," that is the same thing as our "Giddy up." And there's a great, extraordinary family at this institution and an extension of that in this state. You know, from time to time, we throw out the term, well, they changed the world. As a matter of fact, I can think of, it's frankly an overused term, but in the sense of one individual who came from this university, I believe a 1940 graduate by the name of George Mitchell. He knew that he had a concept and an idea that had the potential to be incredibly impactful in the oil and gas industry and the extraction of those hydrocarbons. And that hydraulic fracturing that he stayed with and stayed with even when people made fun of them, Brett, just as there were critics who talked about what was being created here on this university almost a decade ago. George Mitchell and his idea changed the world. I happen to think that FTB and Texas A&M and this marriage that we have created has the same potential to save and change the world. Literally millions of people's lives, Morris, can be impacted in a positive way. And to that end, as we celebrate this today, I want to thank everyone involved in making it happen, particularly our friends from Fujifilm. We greatly appreciate you and Mitsubishi as our partners. Special thanks to the executives and their assistants who have come here today. John Foy, everybody at Kalon, and in particular, Andrew Strong, who, former CEO of Kalon, the work that he did you put a lot of hard work in. And it wasn't always with the wind at your back. And I greatly appreciate that. Today's announcement also represents a major step forward for a state, as Brett shared with you, that is rapidly developing into the country's new home for biotechnology. Looking back just a decade or so ago, we were not in that conversation. As a matter of fact, I don't think we were even a factor in that conversation when it came to biotechs. You know, you bet. We had world-class research institutions, and they were conducting research across the state. We had some world-discovering or world-changing discoveries, if you will, that were being made. But those discoveries and the jobs and the prestige they bring with them would all too often have moved to one of the coasts. That's where the venture capital was. That's where the pharmaceutical infrastructure was. So the challenge was clear. As we sat and we decided how to change things so that these kinds of innovations would stay and they'd grow here in this state, every step of that process, from the laboratory literally to the patient. In short, we asked the question, how can we transform this state into a national center for next generation biotech jobs? And to do that, we started making investments to keep those types of companies here in the state. That first one was Lexicon, our friend Arthur Sands, who you introduced me to, John. It was that Lexicon Genetics. They became the very important first Texas foothold in biotech back in 2005. We built on our existing strengths. We were touting our low taxes and fair and predictable regulatory climate, our legal system that didn't allow for oversuing, that accountable public school so that there would be the guarantee of the skilled workforce. We also made more of existing facilities, including one of the best veterinary schools in the world at Texas A&M. The ribbon cutting on the Texas Institute for Preclinical Studies in 2009 was another one of those formative moments, giving researchers the ability to test those promising new treatments for diseases like cancer with animal subjects. We also helped in the creation of innovation, or I should say innovating new pharmaceutical production facilities, facilities that are flexible and flexible enough to produce multiple vaccines and drugs for testing, and I might add, at a huge cost savings. We also established the Cancer Prevention Research Institute of Texas, who, by the way, Mr. Wayne Roberts is here with us today. Wayne, just we thank you for the operation of that, the opportunity for that to be a partner with what we're doing here as well. And I want to say, as I'm wrapping up my governorship, thank you for your long years and your loyal service to the state of Texas. And today, let me just finally wrap up with the Center for Innovation and Advanced Development and Manufacturing. It stands ready to rapidly produce millions of doses of vaccine in the event of a viral outbreak. And this is only part of the growing reputation in biotech that is occurring in this state. We're seeing groundbreaking research at our partners over in Austin at the University of Texas. We're seeing MD Anderson as a hand-in-hand partner, MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. They're studying the virulent diseases at the University of Texas, Galveston, University of Texas main campus there, UTMB. Numerous startups from North Texas to San Antonio. You're seeing this explosion of biotech all across this great state. You know, in Texas is always, as I shared, the story of George Mitchell. We've always been the home of great innovators in a lot of different disciplines. We're home to visionaries, dreamers. I always remind people the first word that came from the moon was Houston. We're the home of very bold entrepreneurs who challenge the status quo. They lead the way. for a better future for all of us. And I want to thank everyone here today who's made this possible, for you, each of you, for doing your part, for making Texas the best place in the nation to live, to raise a family, and to operate a business. God bless you, and through you, may God continue to bless the great state of Texas. Thank you.